Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Shishma Singh. Today we start Unit 12, Religious and Communal Movements. Let us have introduction about the unit. Religious and communal movements have been the glaring feature of Indian subcontinent in general and India in particular. Whether it is an issue of social reforms, issue of national awakening, formation of a state or coming to power, the religion has played a decisive role in shaping the destiny of this country and its people. Social movements of varied nature have played an important role in different spheres of life, primarily relating to religion. In South Asia in general and India in particular, the religious fundamentalist movements have been pivotal in bringing about the socio-political change. Their influence could be inferred from the fact that even they have been successful in drawing the boundaries of nation-state and are constant in such efforts by leading secessionist movements. In addition to this, many of them are quite radical, since they even demand a structural change in the system itself, from a secular state to a state based on a particular religion. Consequently, such movements indulge in promoting enmity, hostility, and violence amongst people of different religions, which raises the question about their legitimacy in the public domain. But in reality, the extent of penetration within the society and linkages with such politics, these movements cannot be simply dismissed, particularly in the present day India. This unit deals with social movements in India with a focus on movements related to communal frenzies which have marred the community life of the people of India on religious lines. Now the next topic is, what is communal? In both political parlance and academic discussion, the communal is used in a derogatory sense, representing narrow sectarian interests. In pre-independence India, political leaders described the Indian Muslim League a communal organization. However, for many Marxist and European scholars, it represented Muslim nationalism. And in 1946, overwhelming majority of Indian Muslims voted for the Muslim homeland in the belief that the creation of Pakistan would fulfill Muslim nationalist aspirations in the subcontinent. Here it is worth pointing out that communal identities can be formed on territorial, cultural, ethnic, or religious basis, or on a combination of these all two, depending upon the emotional intensity that the people attach to a particular aspect of the nation. Both Hindus and Muslims have been mobilized on communal lines. India is not only their motherland, it is also their sacred land. What they claim, that it is the land of their saints and sagas. It is where their sacred rivers flow and where their history was created, and they have full claim over their territory. In order to achieve geographical unity, places of pilgrimage located in the four corners of the country are often cited, and refuge is sought in creating common cultural and religious bonds among the Hindus, despite their regional and linguistic differences. Hindu nationalists emphasize this common cultural and religious bond, creating an emotional attachment to this land and its people. The anti-Sikh riots following Indira Gandhi's assassination, the Bhagalpur massacres in 1989, the demolition of Babri Masjid on December 6, 1992, attacks on missionaries in late 90s, and the havoc caused due to the communal riots after the incident of Godhra in 2002 are some of the manifestations of majoritarian communal movement organized on religious lines. The next topic is communal and religious movements in retrospect. The seeds of communalism on religious lines were sown in the early British period. The divide and rule policy followed by the British government was largely responsible for the communal hatred among the different communities in India. In the census, they categorized people according to religion and viewed and treated them as different from each other. They tried to decipher the Indian communities on the knowledge of basic religious texts, and they found interesting differences in them instead of the way they coexisted in the present. The British remained fearful of the potential threat from the Muslims, who were the former rulers of the subcontinent. Ruling India for over 300 years under the Mughal Empire. In order to win them over to their side, the British helped establish the MAO College at Aligarh and supported the All India Muslim Conference, both of which became the forerunner institutions from which leaders of the Muslim League and the ideology of Pakistan emerged. The social reformer and educator Sir Syed Ahmad Khan, who founded MAO College, taught the Muslims that education and cooperation with the British was vital for their survival in the society. Tied to all the movements of Muslim revival was the opposition to assimilation and submersion in Hindu society. Sir Syed Ahmad Khan was also the first to conceive of a separate Muslim homeland. The idea of the separateness of Muslims in India was built into the electoral process of India following the introduction of separate electorate, which culminated in ideological schism between the Muslims and the Hindus in time to come. While There were strong feelings of nationalism in India against the British. By the late 19th century, there were also communal conflicts and movements in the country that were based on religious communities rather than class or reason. Along with the Muslim communalism, Hindu communal sentiments were also fanned on the issue of cow slaughter. Conversion by Christians and Muslims. Shuddhi movement was launched to reconvert the Hindus who embraced Islam or Christianity by the Hindu revivalists like Arya Samaj and other Hindu Orthodox organizations. The dissension between the two communities also arose on account of language and its script, as Hindu wanted to change the official script from the Persian to Hindu Devanagari script, effectively making Hindi rather than Urdu the main candidate for the national language. In response to the formation of Muslim League, Hindu right-wing political movements also started getting organized on political lines in full swing in the form of Hindu Mahasabha and Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, RSS, in the beginning quarter of 20th century, claiming for a unified Hindu Rashtra. The political ideology formed on the religious sentiments could not keep together the communities living in this subcontinent. Despite strong secular nationalist sentiments reflected during the freedom struggle, the independence of India accompanied its partition on communal lines, though India altogether discarded the formation of a state on religious or communal sentiments and declared itself a secular state. However, as the religious values and sentiments were integral to Indian society at large, they kept on echoing the hearts of masses in one or the other issues raised on religious lines. Despite having accepted the partition on communal lines, the majority-minority syndromes remained intact. Numbers of Muslims inhabiting India are the same as in Pakistan, making it one of the largest Muslim countries of the world. To further understand the gravity of the situation on account of its religious multiplicity, where communal movements are still able to disturb the social harmony, it would be desirable to have an insight into the demographic composition as pointed out by the census of 2001. Now let us understand religious demography. The country has a total area of approximately 1.3 million square miles and a population of slightly more than 1 billion. According to the latest government estimates, Hindu constitute 82% of the population, Muslim 12%, Christian 2.3%, Sikh 2%, and others, including Buddhist, Jains, Parsis, Jews, and Baha'is, is less than 2%. It is difficult to define Hinduism, as Hindus worship many gods and goddesses And rituals also vary from region to region and caste to caste. Slightly more than 90% of Muslims are Sunni. The rest are Shia. Buddhists include followers of Mahayana and Hinayana schools, and there are both Catholic and Protestant Christians. Tribal groups, members of indigenous group historically outside the caste system, which in government statistics generally are included among Hindus, often practice traditional indigenous religions. Hindus and Muslims are spread throughout the country. Although large Muslim population are found in the states of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, and Kerala, and Muslims are a majority in Jammu and Kashmir. Christian concentrations are found in the northeast states as well as in the southern states of Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Goa. Three small northeastern states have large Christian majority: Nagaland, Mizoram, and Meghalaya. Six are a majority in the state of Punjab. In the last half century or so, many lower caste Hindus, Dalits, called as dual caste, and other non-Hindu tribal groups have converted to other faiths because they viewed conversion as a means to escape widespread discrimination and achieve higher social status. According to Catholic Bishops Conference of India, there are approximately 1,100 registered foreign missionaries in the country, representing a variety of Christian dominations, which are often engaged in conversion and other social services. With such a vast and diverse religious configuration and having the history of rich religious origins, it is but natural that people of this land are bound to get influenced in their public or private activities by religious sentiments. In order to assert their religious identity in social and political life, all the communities have tried to woo the masses by raising emotive issues, more often resulting in destructive tendencies, affecting the nation-building process and causing embitterment in the social harmony. We want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.